people have quite support need. They're living in the community. Many of them are working or volunteering or contributing to their local community, and potentially they could be moved to a residential care home far away from where they live, far away from their family and friends, and with very little choice as to where they're actually going to be living.
What kind of an impact do you think that'll have on those people if they are forced to move?
For over 30 years, Spectrum has campaigned for disabled people to live independently, and this is going back to almost Victorian time, where people are locked away in big institutions merely because the council believed it will save them a little bit of money.
I guess the council are under budgetary constraints. They've got to be seen to be doing something to maintain those budgets. And they're not taking away the whole of the adult social care budget. Their argument, I guess, is that we're still providing the social care, we're still providing money for these people. What would you say to that?
People with high support need will still have a high support need wherever they live. And the idea that you can actually meet their need for under £500 by putting people into a care home, we do not believe that will be able to occur.
I take it that Spectrum have had meetings with the council and are trying to sort this out, is that correct?
We had a several meeting with the council, and they're very sympathetic to our call. However, at the end of the day, we don't believe that the proposal reflect good value for money. They will be detrimental to disabled people, and in the end, it will make Southampton a very difficult place for disabled people to live in the future.
What are you hoping to do then between now and these proposals actually going to Cabinet?
We hope that councillors will rethink the big impact that will have, not just on the disabled people themselves, but on their friends, on their family, and on the whole local community. And that we hope that they will realise that actually this won't save the council money in the long run, and actually it will be a very divisive policy which will make disabled people not feel welcome within the city.
Obviously, you're trying to get through to the councillors who are going to have some decision-making power, but is it a case of raising awareness amongst the public as well? Because I guess for most people, we'll have no idea this is going on.
We want disabled people, their friends, their family, their neighbours, all to make sure they make their voice heard by contacting their local council, by writing a letter, by being involved in the consultation, and that we're also hoping that people will demonstrate before the Cabinet meeting just to make sure that people realise that the proposal is a negative thing for everybody in the whole of the city, whether you're disabled or not.